Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Mordechai Yo Hillel and Yosef Halevi, the Bracha Batzlach Uchamase Yadav, and for Abishai Mordechai Ezra, Ben Rachel Devora, Fushlam Sarashachal Yisrael, Rishol Yaakov Ben Rosh Zelig, Rishmol Pinchas Ben Rosh Zelig, Bracha Batzlach Uchamase Yadayim, Haim Vachal Asher Lahem, and Ritzvi Hirschben, Rav Kolonim is Kalam, and the Bracha Batzlach Uchamase Yadav. We're going to be learning B'siyata D'shmaya Sugiv Zor She'ochal Truma. Based on the Sefer Shari Chaim of Hagaon HaGadol, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zechut Tzadik Livracha. The Gemara says in the Ksubis that there's a machlokes between Abaye and Rava about the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says that if somebody's over on an Isser Kares, so then he's also, we also say Kimlev Durabamine, and he doesn't have to make Tashlumin. So Abaye says that the Makor is from Asan Asan. It says Asan Bide Adam, I Mises Bezdin, Veloya Asan, by a man who hits a pregnant woman. And it also says Asan Bidei Shemayim about Binyamin. So just like Asan Bidei Adam, your Patr Menat HaShlomin, because there's Misa Bidei Adam, where there's clearly Kimlev D'Rabba Minei. So too, Bidei Shemayim is also Kimlev D'Rabba Minei. Rava learns from a different source. Rava learns Chen Yemen HaKana's source is from the Vim Halim Yalimu Amar Tzisenem and Aisha Hu B'Sito Mizar Alamoylech V'Samte Eni As Panai B'Isha Hu. If you don't, if a person sends his kids to Molech and we don't take care of him, then Hashem will cut him off. If we don't give him Misa, this person's Chayiv Misa, Chayiv Skila. If we don't give him Skila, Hashem will take care of him. Hashem will cut him off. So it says, Amr Torah, Kare Shalik and Misa Shalachem. Just like your Misa is Patur Minat Hashlum, so to my Kare is Patur Minat Hashlum. The Gemara says, my Yiko, what's the Chilik between Rav and Abaye? The Gemara answers, "Ika binayu." You know what the difference is? Zar she'ochal truma. If it's zar, somebody who's not a kohen, ate truma of a kohen. Kohen has truma, and a zar eats it. It's a no-no. Now, how no-no-y is it? It's a misa b'dei shemayim, and that's the talk of the difference. Misa b'dei shemayim. If we say kimlev d'rabba minei about misa b'dei shemayim, or just kares. According to Abaye, that we learn from Asan Asan, he's going to be Pater from paying the Jamei Truma to the Kohen, because we say Kim Levi D'Rabba Minei. Since he's getting the more severe punishment, he's getting the Chiyuv of Misvidei Shemayim, he's not going to get the less severe punishment of paying. According to Rava, he's Chayiv, because this is Misvidei Shemayim, it isn't Kares. So we don't say Kimlev D'Rabba Minei. Frekti Gemara, will Abaye Potter? How can that be? How can you say that Abaye is, if somebody eats Truma, he's Potter Mitashlum? Rav Chisda says, the Rav Nechuyim and Akana agrees that if somebody steals the Chalev of his friend and eats it, he's Chayev. Why? Why? Because he was already Chayev in Geneva, even though eating Chalev is Kares. He was already Chayev in Geneva before he was Chayiv and Kares. So it's not simultaneous. So here also, when he did the Geneva, the Zarach al Truma, when he's Magbiyayit, he was Kona. And when is he Mischayiv ben Avsho? He's only Mischayiv ben Avsho when he eats it. So it's not simultaneous. So you're right. According to Abaye, there's going to be no chiyuv in the achila because of kimlev d'rabba minei. But there is a chiyuv on the gzela. So he should have to pay for that. So how can the Gemara say that Labaye Pater? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Achronim ask, there is enough Kamina, whether or not you're Machayiv him on the Etzem Achila. Now, according to Rabba, he's going to be Chayiv on the Etzem Achila because there's no Kimla Durabimine. According to Abaye, he's not Chayiv in the Etzem Achila, he's just Chayiv on the Gzela. But it's an Afkamina. What's an Afkamina? The Afkamina is the Shita Sarambam in the 10th paragraph of Hilchos Shumas Halacha Yud Ches, that if somebody eats Truma b'mezid, he has a din of Tashlumei Truma, in the sense that he has to pay B'chulin Hayru'i in Lios Kodesh. He has to pay with chulin that could turn into truma. So if you're only mechayiv him on the hagbah, he just has to pay money like any other gazlin. But if you're mechayiv him on the achila, like Rava holds, then he has to pay with chulin, with good fruits. So here you have a nafkamina. Here you have a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is whether you're chayv on the achila or not. According to Rabbi Rava, you're chayv on the achila. So he has to pay chulin haruim to be kodesh. And according to Abai, that he's pater on the achila, so he just has to pay with money. Because kim lev d'rabimine. So he pays for the hakbah, mos. So what's the Gemara saying? What? According to Abaye, your putter, and there's no nafkamina? That was the Gemara's kasha. How can you say that according to Abaye, your putter, and that's the nafkamina? No, according to Abaye, your chayiv. So the kasha on that is, yeah, but you're only chayiv in the hakbah, you're not chayiv in the achila. Since you're only chayiv in the Agbah and you're not chayiv in the Achila, it's a big nafkamina how you have to pay. According to Rava, you pay with fruits, and according to Abaye, you pay with money. So why did the Gemara bring that as a nafkamina? So this is all shver according to the simple way of understanding. The Gemara is kasha. But there's another way of learning the Gemara is kasha, which solves the problem. Maseches Bava Kamma and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses this pi aparak chatzar nizik chatzar amazik. If it's like the chatzar of the mazik, the mouth of the para, then if the para eats something, then the owner of the para can say, "Hey, what's your food doing in my chatzar?" But if it's like chatzar anizak, and he has to pay. What are you doing in this guy's, in the Nizak's chatzar? So the Gemara concludes kechatzar on Nizak, and Tos explains that we're talking about a case where we're not rechayiv the person who took them, because the payris the payrus were munach b'makom shlohayse yachol litlam. The payrus were in a place that the animal couldn't have taken them. Comes Reuven, and he takes the payrus of Shimon in the chatzar of Shimon, and he puts it in the mouth of Levi's para. So you're mechayev Levi because pi para is kechatzar anizik. So we're talking about a case where the animal doesn't get it for taking it, because the animal couldn't have taken it himself. But it was Reuven who stuck it in the mouth of Levi, who stuck Levi's animal. He stuck Shimon's fruits in Levi's animal's mouth. Since it's like Chatzar Anizak, he's Chayiv. But who's going to end up paying? The Rush says, they were talking about a case where the Moshit was a Chereshet of a Kadin, or is it Pikeach, who's a regular person, but he can't pay. And then in such an instance, the owner of the animal pays. Levi is chayiv. Levi is chayev because, says the Rosh, Shimon who's stuck in his mouth, he's a chayev shed v'kadner, pikech doesn't have what to pay, and as always, capacity, shulchan aruch, shemesh b'tzim, shin sari yalef, in the Pulei Charifta, he explains kavanas harash, that even though pikech bar tashlumen, a pikech has to pay, nevertheless, since he can pay, the other guy has to pay, like Rav Nosson's klal on the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that if you can't take payment from this guy, take payment from the other guy. The shach is tameya. What's going on? The tour holds that Rav Nosson is only says he's chayev when the shutev is patur al chelko min adin. Because he's patur min adin, that's why he can't pay. But now when he doesn't have what to pay, so how do you say that you're machayev the baal hapara when the pikeach hamoshe doesn't have what to pay? No, this klal of you, the other guy has to pay when the pikeach can't pay, is only when the pikeach is patur miyikar adin. But here miyikar adin is chayev. He just doesn't have the money. And for the shach, Elanir Ali, the shiny Yachakev and Shemoshilo is the Klumak Shoshila Pipara, Vosoya Dain Bain, Bishle Musoi, Vimkena Para Ostokola Hezek, Vamoshidlo Avale Rakaz, Luka Gazlin, Demin the Dagbe Avale Shalech Yad Bidover Shano Shalo Avale Gazlin, Imkena Avale Goizo Machel, the Rotsamizeg, Goiv Rotsamizeg, Goivis is the shach. It would appear to me that here is different. That since the Moshit wasn't Mazik at all, he just stuck it in the mouth of the Para, and at that time it was still Ba'ein Bishle Muso, so the Para did the whole Hezek, and the Moshit is only a Gazlin, because the moment he picked it up, he's Shalech Yad Bedover, that's not his, and he's a Gazlin. So he's Kegoizel Umachil. I just remembered learning the Sugya and Amafkit of Shalech Yad with Rabbi Jerry Robbins, Rabbi Yaakov Shlom Ben, Rabbi Dov Ber. It's your tzeit. A few days. So this should be Lulu Nishmasai. He's the rabbi of the famous shul in Shmuel Meir Shul in next to City Hall in Jerusalem. And another mispala there, Rabbi Yoel Pinchas Halevi, who's a good friend of mine. It's also his yurtzeit. But Gimel Dalet of Al-Koponim. So the person whose Moshe is a Gazlan. The Me'idna Dagbe is a Shalechad, but over Shaino Shalom, he's a Gazlan. So here you have a Goizel Machil, so who has to pay? So really, they're both responsible. Ratzim Izegoive. Ratzim Izegoive. He can collect from either one. So that explains why, how you can be Mechayev the Baal HaParah. Because you're right, he was a Gazlan, but he stuck it in his mouth when it was still shulling. And Ratzim Izegoive, Ratzim Izegoive, you can collect from either one. They're both completely guilty. They both did something wrong. Ask the Ktsos and Sif Kotten Aleph, I don't understand. Who cares that he's a din Gazlan Mishum Hagbasa? Sof. Since we're talking about an orphan, that the Behema couldn't take it herself. So the Moshit has a din Mazik Mamish. Can't blame the animal. He's Mamid Behema's Chavero, Akama's Chavero. It's like putting his animal, his friend's animal, in his next to his friend's crop. So he has to pay. So the Gazlan is responsible to pay. And you can only say that the other one has to pay when he's Patur Min Adin. But here he's Chayv Min Adin. Here this person is Gazlan, this person who put the fruits. This Reuven who put the fruits of Shimon in Levi's Parah's mouth, it's his guilt. So how are you Machayev Levi? So it would appear that the Shach is telling us a Chiddush. He's Mamid Bahishatoso. It's like Mamid Al Kamas Chaveru when he puts it in the animal's mouth. Nevertheless, you can't be Mechayiv in Betoris Mazik. Since he was Mischayiv Betoris Gazlan, now he can no longer incur new Chiyuvim. Because one Chayvitz cannot be Mechayiv Shnei Chiyuvim. And since this is so, it emerges that he's putter on the Shutfus bin Nezek is Meikar Adin. You can't be Mechayiv him twice in the same object. It's not because he doesn't have what to pay, but because once he's already as a Din Gazlan, that's it. Now you can't be Mechayiv him Al Tzmazik. That's what the Shach means. And now we have this Din of Reb Nosa. Lekel Shlume Mehai, you can't be Mechayiv him. See, Meshtale Meidoch, the other guy has to pay. Because he's off the hook now. He already did the Gzela. And you can't be Mechayiv him for the damage. The Ravid writes, brought in the Shittim Mekubetzis and Bava Kametz, that he's Zayin Amar Aleph. If somebody's Togev Svinos Shal Chavero, he takes over his friend's ship, and he does Malacha with it, and then he was Mafchis, he made a Pras, B'yadayim, B'yavin Sheha Pras, Lo Avi Shinui, he didn't make a Shinui. But he made a Pras, he now costs less. There's no kinyan here. So im nochis la daita de gazlanusa, if he went down al das to steal it, the din is he can say afterwards harei shachal fanach and he's pater. So even nezek biyadayim, where it's shayich to be mechayiv and medim mazik, he's pater. Where did the Chiyuv Mazik go? He's also a Mazik. You're right, he's a Gazlan who can say Arei Shechol Fanecha. Abra is a Mazik Oichit. So where did the Mazik, where did the Din Mazik go? L'chayra, we could say that the Kiyum HaShava is what passes in the Chiyuv Nezikin. That since Mitzad Parshas Gzela, Arei Shechol Fanecha, works for HaShava, this is considered HaShava Ma'al Yisov, the Chayvetz HaGazul. When you say Arei Shel Chalafanech, even though it's less in value, you're not mechayivim on the pras. So therefore, that also works for Mazik. It patters him from all chiyuvim, even from the Mazik chiyuv. But we can explain the Ravid also in line with our Yisod, that since he's chayiv b'tarez gazlan, and he already has a chiyuv now mishasek zela, there's no chiyuvim. And that's what Padu is in Mechiyuv Nezikin. Not because of the Kiyum HaShava. Once he has the Chiyuv Gazlonus, then no Chiyuvim. Ubi Yisod Zeh. Same thing. Once there's one, that's it. You can't, it's already Chal. No Chiyuvim after the first one. With this Yisod, we can explain Shittas Rashi and Sanhedrin. I'm Beis Amar Aleph. Rabbi said there that now that Bam Machteris for not to Kalim is Pater, that's talking about where he broke them. And they're no longer Ba'ain. Rashi says, even if he broke them after he left the Machteris. Frekti Rishayim ain't Bam Ramban or Balam Or. So why is he Pater? When he broke them, he wasn't Bam Machteris anymore. There's no Ptur of Kim Levi Rabamine. But based on what we said, it would appear that Ba'emes, he has a chiyuv geneva b'shar shahaya b'machteres. And the din kim lebe d'rabbi minei is only with respect that Beis Din can't punish him for this geneva. Aber a ganav is er. Yo, er is yo ganav, as they say in Portuguese. There is a chiyuv ganeva. Like we explained in a recent shir, so recent it was today, that the din of a bov machteres is kedin chayv misa shogigim. That the ikur chiyuv is chal, and tefisa is effective. You could do tefisa because there is a chiyuv here. Of Geneva. So we don't take the object away, but tefisa is effective if the person takes it, if the owner takes it back. So Rashi holds that since he was mischayev b'chiyuv Geneva, he's not mischayev in any chiyuvim. And therefore you can't be mechayev on the ma'aseh shvir shel b'sof. So he has a chiyuv geneva, and now they're not going to be any new chiyuvim. So even though afterwards when he breaks it, not going to be chayiv anymore. He already had the chiyuv geneva when he was in the machteres, and there he was putter. So he was a ganav though. The fact that he was a ganav means that now he can't incur any new chiyuvim afterwards. Based on this yisod, we can say a new parish in our sugya. That we ask from Rav Chisda, that goynev chelbo shel chaveru, if somebody steals his friend's chelev, and he eats it, he's mischayev al shas hagbo, this doesn't mean to ask, as we originally thought, as you would read in your art scroll gemara, as is the Pashup Shat, that he should at least be chayiv in the Hagbah. That's Pashup Shat in the Kasha. How can you say that according to Abayi is Pater? Because Kim Levi Ramine, I is chayiv in the Hagbah, going to Chel Shachaveroi, is mischayiv out the Hagbah. No. The Kamar of the Kasha is fakert. That you can't be mechayiv him on the Achil at all, even without Kim Levi Ramine. Because since he was coned with the Agbah, he was mischayev midin gazlan, he can no longer become a masik. Ba'achilasa. Because that's his din. You can't be mischayev beis chiyuvim on the same chayfetz. So if the object appreciated in value afterwards, first it was worth a zuz and then it's worth four like Bava Kama Samachay. So in the end, Tavro Shasia, if he broke it or drank it, he pays four. Because on that extra money wasn't mischayev b'teres gazlan, but when it stayed with the same, when it retained its original value, can't be mechayev him again a second time. So once he has the din gazlan, that's it. Can't be mechayev him on the eating. So Gemara's kash is according to Abaye. You want to say he's pater al tkimlev de rabimine? No, he's not. He's not pater al tkimlev de rabimine. He's pater because there's no kimlev de rabimine to talk about. You can't make a new chiyuv. That's why he's pater. Not al tkimlev de rabimine. It's not why he's pater on the achila. This is no new. Once he was ready, mischayev on the gzela, can't make a new chiyuv. Well, you're talking din mazik. So now we can be miyashe, possibly the sheet of the Rambam, who holds that if somebody eats b'mezid, there's a din of tashlumei truma to pay with chulin mitukanim, good chulin. And we asked, so then there's an afkamina if you're mechayiv him on the achila. He said that Rava, who holds that there's no Kimla de Rav Mine, says, would say, that he's Chayiv on the Achila, to pay with chulam mitukanim. And according to Abaye, you don't have to pay with chulam mitukanim. All you have to do is pay mamon. So there would be a nafkamina between Abaye and Rava, since they're arguing on whether or not you're chayv in the etzem achila. According to Abaye, that you are. According to Abaye, that you're not, because Kimle Rav Mina, you only have to pay money for the Hagbah. And according to Rava, there is no Kimle Rav Mina, you have to pay with Chulam Mitukanim. So that's enough Kamina. But based on what we said, no. What the Gemara means is that since he was Mischayiv Alaham the Hagbah, Midine Gzela, there's going to be no Nuchiyuv Eimamin. So you can't be Mischayiv in the Achil at all. It can't be mechayvim and the achil at all. They're going to be no new chiyuv mamon. So even according to Rav, all he's going to have to do is pay mamon. Not going to have to pay for the fruits, because once he was already mischayv on the gneva, that's a chiyuv mamon. So now that he eats, can't make a new chiyuv. He can't incur new chiyuv according to our yisod. And maybe that is what the Gemara means. Maybe that's why there's no nafkamina between Abaye and Rava. But it's still not so pashut. Because even though you can't be mechayv in Medinei Mazik, nevertheless, according to the Rambam, the din is that he has to pay that with chulin, not a ruin Leos Kodesh. So in other words, why is he chayv to pay? Right, once he incurs a chiyuv gazlan, you can't incur a chiyuv mazik. But here he's not paying me parshas mazik. He's paying me parshas tashlumei truma. And there, it's logical to say that being mischayiv b'taris gazlan doesn't pater him from chiyuv tashlumei truma. Those are two completely different categories. Mazik and gazlan are related. This is completely different. So the chori would still have to pay me parshas tashlumei truma. And therefore, this is not, and therefore, there would still be an afkamina that according to Rava, he's paying the fruits, and according to Abaye, just money. Because to say our teretz, if once you're chayv as a gazlan, you can't, and a chanam, once you're chayv as a gazlan, you can't be chayv as a mazik. But since you're paying the parashas tashlumei truma, it would seem that even after being a gazlan, one would still have to pay me parashas tashlumei truma. And therefore, we have to find another resolution for this Gemara, Fi the Rambam. So, Rav Chaim in the Sefer continues on beautifully in this sugya. It's in Simon Pei Aleph, you can look there. And I'm hoping Kadosh Baruch Hu give us the koach and the moach and the Simchas Chaim and the financial means. And I hope to continue the shir. Lilmo du lamed, lishma v'las, l'kaim is called divrei salma terasu v'havo, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.